T-minus 45. Ford McCarthy Residence, Birchwood, Colorado. Despite the presence of the Secret Service agents nearby, stationed in Birchwood to guard the high-profile citizens concentrated in a once inconspicuous street, any unexpected knock still sent a shiver down Dan's spine. The memory of Ben Gold's midnight appearance to break the news that the whole IDA leak had been a despicably brilliant hoax and that Richard Walker had targeted Dan as a patsy was the kind that would never fade, no matter how many other remarkable events, good and bad, had occurred since. "Who's there?" he yelled, gently handing Piper to Tara as he rose to his feet and held out a hand to encourage Emma to stay back. He was certainly no Clark, physically nor experientially, but the urge to protect was certainly in him. "Me," Henry McCarthy's reassuringly familiar voice called back. "It's open," Dan replied, sitting back down and shaking his head. There wasn't really anyone he would have preferred it to be, but the momentary stress explosion in his chest could have been avoided if only Henry had called to identify himself right away. "Mind if I join?" another voice asked from behind Henry. Dan recognized this one too and was just as glad to hear it. He invited Mr. Bird inside, knowing Emma and Tara would approve without needing to ask. "Phil closed the bar in case anyone got crazy, so I'm kind of lost tonight." As Dan so fully expected, the sisters were both glad to see Mr. Bird's friendly face. That face changed after only a few seconds, however, as Mr. Bird caught sight of the bizarrely empty living room. "When did you get robbed?" he jokingly asked, glancing around at the newly vacant walls and surfaces.
It looks like we're going to need to spray for bugs," Dan said.
Mr. Bird's expression changed again, even more surprised than before.
"Oh, maybe I'll need to take a look around my own place. After all, I'm just across the street. And Henry, you're right next door."
"I've never had a problem with bugs in all the years I've been in that house," Henry said, focusing his doubtful eyes on Emma.
"It's precautionary," she retorted. "With a baby in the house, you can never be too careful."
The momentary silence was thick, with only Dan and Mr. Bird missing the subtext. That Tara and Emma had told Henry just two nights earlier that the surfaces had been cleared for redecorating, not in preparation for bug spraying.
"No such thing as too careful in this crazy world," Mr. Bird said as he glanced at the projector, breaking a silence which had been weighing on Tara more than anyone. "Have you heard anything from Clark? Is he okay? Do we know where Leisha went?"
"Yes, yes, and no," Dan said.
"You guys heard from Clark?" Emma asked.
When she looked down at her phone, though, she noticed that a text had indeed come in while she was conversing with Slater.
"Oh, yeah. He says they're fine and he was on the way to a secure location with Godfrey," she reported to Henry and Mr. Bird. "He won't have phone access and there's nothing on Leisha."
Henry, in turn, lifted his own phone from his pocket.
"He didn't text me," he said.
"He knows you never look at your phone," Dan said, the tone so suspiciously defensive that he noticed it himself and briefly closed his eyes in self-annoyance.
"Look, Dad, we're dealing with a lot right now. If you came to check that we're okay, thanks, and we are, but we just want to get through tonight and then address everything on 2020. The crew on New Kerguelen should be back soon with their report, and Billy—"
"Wait," Henry interrupted, his mind taking a few seconds to process what his ears had taken in.
"Focus 2020? With Jan Geller? You can't seriously be thinking of going on live TV with her after this. She'll eat you alive over what just happened. Dan, look at the damn TV. Leisha just violently killed someone who was already restrained. They're already pushing him as a dangerous killer. By tomorrow night, the public mood is going to be worse than it already is."
"Which is why we're staying quiet tonight," Emma calmly replied. "And Dan isn't going on TV to take care of Geller and put Leisha's side of the story forward. I am. But I was already booked before this happened, and the network is supposed to be announcing it tonight. 24 hours out."
"Why were you already booked?"
Henry asked, getting more curious about everything and now scanning all three faces for clues, seeing Dan or Tara as more likely to give something away than Emma and her battle-hardened poker face.
"And if I can butt in," Mr. Bird added, his voice as soft as ever.
Why exactly are you staying quiet tonight? Wouldn't a few words from Dan help keep a lid on things?
Emma glanced at Dan, but he shook his head, more than happy for her to keep fielding questions on his behalf.
Whatever any of us say tonight will be twisted, she explained. I'd bet good money that Godfrey won't appear before tomorrow at the earliest. There'll be a short statement saying that everything's under control, but nothing else. And there won't be any serious trouble tonight, just a media frenzy. Geller and the rest of the fear merchants are going to throw everything at this because they're chasing viewers. I'll look at what they say, formulate a good defense and counterattack, then deal with it tomorrow. You remember the leak, don't you? When that drive-in lot was full and the whole world tuned in for the letter reveal because we kept our powder dry until the time was right? This is deja vu all over again, Mr. Bird, and I'll have 40 minutes tomorrow night with millions of people watching. If we said something tonight, Blitz would take snippets out of context and most people would never see the full comment.
Timo and Billy are going to be on the show too, Dan chimed in. It's a good panel. While Mr. Bird looked satisfied enough with the logic and plan, Henry's eyes continued to narrow. Emma, why were you already booked for the show?
He asked again. While certainly tinged with suspicion and skepticism that he perhaps wasn't being looped in on the full truth, Henry's tone was primarily one of concern.
You've been ignoring the media's phone calls since before Piper was born. What changed?
The crew on New Kerguelen discovered something, Dan blurted out, for once saving Emma from an awkward question. He dove into an explanation that was no part a lie, and thus came easily.
The news is very delicate, and they're still confirming it, so it really wouldn't make any sense for me to tell you, just like we haven't told anyone else. But what they found gives us even more reason to make sure we can go back, because there's no limit to the benefits of what we could find. Leisha has mentioned urgency more than once, and if humanity doesn't start communicating and cooperating with them in a meaningful and concerted way, he's going to have to go home for good. And since there's one doorway to New Kerguelen, and we don't have the key, we have to make sure the cooperation starts soon. After the greeting we got at the UN, can't you see why Emma felt like a charm offensive was necessary? It's the same reason Clark went on this tour with Godfrey and Leisha, to win people over.
Because that's off to a flying start, Henry sighed,
again sounding concerned and saddened rather than combative.
And I know you're not going to tell me what they found, so I'm not even going to ask. All I'm going to ask is, when did I ever let something slip? When did Bird? We're with you.
I know, Dan said, looking at both of them. He bit his lip, calling on every ounce of experience he'd gained in recent years to keep his emotions bottled up. Sometimes we just have to keep things quiet for a little while, for other people's sake. We're not trying to protect ourselves. Henry wheeled his chair over to Dan, who was seated again, and put a hand on his shoulder.
I know you didn't ask for any of this, son, he said.
And that was all. A few seconds later, he rejoined Mr. Bird at the doorway and prepared to leave. Henry? Emma called. He looked back over his shoulder.
Yeah?
Come over tomorrow to watch the show. I'll be busy on the webcam in my office, but these three will be in here. You too, Mr. Bird.
Henry looked over at Piper, sleeping soundly in Tara's arms. He hadn't seen much of her at all in the past week, and a daytime visit sounded nice. Thanks, he said.
Thanks from me too, Mr. Bird added with a smile. But this seems like a family thing, and Phil would miss us at the bar, so I think... Bring him along, Emma said. He might not want to reopen the bar so soon anyway if he is worried about crazies. I like Phil, Tara added. He's funny. He always helps us with stuff, too.
Dan didn't quite understand why Emma was issuing so many invitations all of a sudden, but he had a hunch it was so Henry would go home happier and more at ease than he would have if she hadn't. But he liked Phil, too, and the warmth he held for Mr. Bird went without saying. The show was likely to prove a stressful watch for Dan, what with Emma going all out to essentially clear Alicia's name and defend herself against Jan's inevitably aggressive attacks, so having a friendly crowd around him sounded good.
Okay. See you then, Henry said. Thanks now.
Once everyone had said their goodbyes, Dan exhaled deeply but found it difficult to get a full breath back in. Things were getting to be too much.
The need to keep Piper's power secret from Henry and Mr. Bird was solely down to the stakes, which were so high that increasing the chances of anyone else finding out by even 1% was completely unacceptable. There weren't many things that would prompt Dan McCarthy to lie to his father, even through omission rather than outright falsehood, but protecting his daughter was one of them. I just can't believe that after everything that's happened, we're right back to having to keep secrets from him, Dan lamented, leaning his head back against the couch. Emma sighed. It's not forever, she said softly, talking to herself as well as Dan and Tara. She nodded towards Piper, sleeping sweetly and completely oblivious to the drama swirling around her.
One day this will be a memory like everything else, another thing to call on when the going gets tough and we want to remember what we've already made it through.
Tara inhaled deeply and let out a seemingly inappropriate laugh.
Can't we just hope that we never have to call on this one? Because if we ever get in a spot where we're remembering this to make something even harder seem manageable?
Emma and Dan both chuckled slightly, mainly at Tara's delivery.
Point taken, Emma said. For now, we're just going to batten down the hatches until tomorrow, then say the right things when it counts. We're going to trust that Leisha is still here because he is literally the gatekeeper standing between us and the answers we need to give Piper any kind of life.
You're going to be okay, little one?
Tara whispered, softly rubbing Piper's hair with her thumb and talking to her as though Dan and Emma weren't there.
Whatever we have to do, you're going to be okay. I promise.